fabulous, fabulous week to appreciate art and artists this morning. Joining us as our guest as we hurtle into Park Point Art Week here on KUMD, printmaker Jordan Sundberg. Hey, Jordan, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
So let's talk about your work a little bit. You've got a business called Tin Cup Designs, and even if folks don't know they've seen your work, chances are they have seen your work. I'm really interested to ask you from the perspective of an artist about the difference in your mind, if there is one, between art and commerce. I remember a conversation years ago with Peter Spooner where he talked about how Norman Rockwell wasn't really seen as an artist in a lot of ways because he worked for money. He created art for money and he did illustrations. And that was, at the time, a completely different thing. What's your sense of that now?
Whoa, that's a good question. Well, I started out doing graphic design, and so I never really questioned that world. I never thought about, like, the purity of art and how that works and with money and exchange and all of that. And so I slowly became an illustrator, and, I actually have been questioning what it means to be an artist lately, and do you create things to make that other people will like, or do you create solely from your heart? I mean, geez Louise, you're actually hitting on a question I'm asking myself. I don't really know the answer to this.
Well, you're sharing a little bit about your process as you're working through it. And that would be an interesting question to ask oneself because of, you know, there are deep philosophical things that we need as human beings. We need to have our spirits nurtured, but we also need to pay the rent, and we also need food, and we also need stuff like that. So once in a while, man, you just gotta, you know, you gotta do something and trade for food, if nothing else.
Yes. And when I struggle with a bit about money and whether it's pure and all those bits and pieces, I do come back to the main service that I feel like artists or designers do in the world is they can reflect beauty in a way that the world really needs it, even if we don't know it. Like when we see beautiful things or beautiful products or beautiful design, it does good things to us, even if we're not consciously aware. And that is a beautiful service that I am glad to be a part of in the world.
There are a lot of instances where I think everybody's had the experience where you've seen a photograph in a photograph or a piece of art in a magazine ad, and you cut the ad out or you ripped out the page because you liked that picture. Didn't matter. You understood that, you know, it was trying to make you buy something, but you liked the picture. It resonated. So from that standpoint, when art strikes you to the heart, or when something that you look at that somebody made strikes you to the heart, does that make it art right then and there?
Oh, man, perhaps. I mean, I actually believe really strange things could be art. You know, like we can find scraps of beautiful garbage on the side of the road and think that it has beautiful colors or, you know, shape or line. I have a very loose idea of what art can be. So, I think beauty can take all forms, and I just feel lucky enough that there's, like, a job for me in it and that people are paying me for it. It's something I'm super grateful for.
So let's talk a little bit about the process, because even when you have a job where you do something for money, you create something for money, you bring your best self to bear on that, whether it's making art, making radio, whatever it might be, and you try to do the very best job that you can. And so I would imagine that having it look attractive or look interesting or look whatever is part of it. So let's say I'm going to ask you to do something for KUMD. I'm going to say, hey, we need you to design something for KUMD. What would your process be like?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it would look a lot like hearing your heart and your vision. And I ask loads of questions and sort of try to get an idea of what it is that you care about and want expressed. And then I sort of take that into my world and I chew on it. I go on walks with it. I draw and draw. I sometimes just go to sleep and I wake up with an idea. And then, yeah, take that into my usual process of creating, which is lots of textures and layers and shapes and cut up pieces and sort of combine your world with my world and create a, hopefully a piece that we both really like.
Now you've fascinated me again. People talk about, writers talk about, you know, maybe having a dream and getting up in the middle of the night and having a notepad handy so they can scribble it down. Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night and draw a sketch?
Yes. Well, I will sometimes write down an idea that came in the night. I am very amazed that our brains do the work for us while we're sleeping. And it has sometimes made all the difference for a creative thing that I've been stuck in. I wake up and I think, oh my gosh, that's where those trees are supposed to go. And then I scribble down or I wake up my husband and tell him and make him remind me later.
Tomorrow morning, remember, the trees go in the upper right-hand corner. Good night, honey. Thanks. And he's like, you got a phone for that, baby. You got a phone for that. No, I thought it would be really cool if, like, artists got up and instead of writing their ideas, they painted them or sketched them or something.
I think that's a great idea.
I think that'd be fabulously cool. Well, Jordan, it's going to be a wonderful treat to see your work at the Park Point Art Fair. And will this be kind of a different, will you feel like you need to put on a different hat? Because you'll be talking with potential customers again. And, of course, there's a measure of commerce involved. But talk a little bit about the work that you bring to the art fair to show and how you might be talking to people and approaching people differently in this context as opposed to the one that you spend 9 to 5 in.
Yeah. Well, I actually feel like the art fair, any art fair, I just show up with a ton of gratitude. There's just loads of people who are willing to come and visit all of our booths and the work that we've made and speak with us and share a little bit of life with us and willing to pick up our things and observe. I'm just really grateful and grateful for the community. And so I try to bring things that I think will reflect the beauty of where we live and the things that I'm enjoying about the place we live in and hope that people there will have that same joy and the reflection too. And then just get to enjoy the people that are there with us. It's a really joyful event.
Well, Jordan, again, thanks so much for joining us this morning. You have a marvelous weekend at the Park Point Art Fair. We'll probably see you there. And thanks again for agreeing to talk with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Jordan Sundberg is a printmaker, and she joined us this morning as our guest and on the Park Point Art Fair Week. It's Art Week on KUMD. It's the lead up to the Park Point Art Fair this weekend. And we are talking with local artists all week who are going to be at the fair to kind of whet your appetite for what you might find once you get down there on this, looks like going to be a gorgeous looking weekend.